There we go. All right. So, hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? You can just give me thumbs up or nod heads or things are good or are you ready? Gene's like, whatever. Okay. We'll find out after the healing, right? All right. So, I wanted, last time I got some feedback that I gave you a lot of why, a lot of the why on the healing. And I got feedback that that what you really need is the what. And so I am going to go over this next healing first, just do the healing right away, show you the mechanics of it. And then as I'm doing the healing, I want you to practice feeling it, okay, while I'm doing the healing. Feel as if you were doing it. Put your hands, you know, place your hands where I'm putting my hands, doing that healing, walking through the healing, okay? And this healing is actually one that, and the grad, by the way, just so you know, the grads are on, some of the grads are on here. They can watch, they're sort of getting review of all of the healings throughout the year. But what this healing is very good for, whether you're a grad or a first time doing it, is psychic sight. When you practice this healing a lot, you pick up an enormous amount of visual sight, because what you're going to be doing is you're literally going to be watching energy move through the body. You know, we talk about that vertical, you know, the pleasure current meditation, where we bring the spiral all the way up, spiral comes all the way down. Well, that's basically what's happening in this healing. We're going to be teaching you to spiral energy up through the body and spiral energy back down through the body. And then you're going to be watching how the energy is spiraling, and you're going to notice where it gets stuck, where it you know, spins a lot of times, where it stretches out, where, so how the energy flows up and down through the body is a very visual thing. Now, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I'm not psychic, I'm not visual. You'll be amazed that you may not see any color, but you'll kind of be aware of a color, of that color. Or you may not see anything spinning or spiraling or anything, but you'll know, God, when I'm trying to get it up and it gets to the third chakra, and boy, I can't get it through there. It's like going through sludge or something, you know, or it gets to the fifth chakra and it has a whole lot of wraps on it. So I'm going to explain how the healing works and take you step by step through it. But I just want you to sort of understand that this healing is going to be sort of like a first step for those of you that haven't done any visual work, vision work in their healing work. It'll help with that a lot. So, you all have your final support on the student side, right? You've all got that. And show of hands, who's read it already? Oh, only the good students read it, it looks like. Okay. All right. So that was generally a no. All right, so not everybody read it, which is totally fine. We'll start from scratch here, but this is really this is totally fine. You don't have to have read it. I always give at the beginning of the healings sort of like an overview of what this healing is about, and so this is different than the pleasure current. This is actually a healing where we're going to be moving energy up the spine and down the spine, but it's not designed to be directly a part of the life purpose gravity line, right? This is actually the chakras as they are going up through the body, as your whole body, how each of the chakras supports you. So what you'll notice with people is often, I'll stand here. You'll notice in their spine that some people are, you know, will be hunched in the shoulders. You know, there's like a weakness in the spine. It's sort of like they're, and that's like the you know, their shoulders are slightly forward. That's like the resigned, okay? You know, and then there's the totally back and like, come on, and there, and that's like, that's over, like excessive. You know, that's you know, so we have the team player, the charismatic leader, the knowledgeable achiever, who is actually perfectly straight, but the spine doesn't rotate, it doesn't flow, right? So they've got more tension in the spine. Okay. The emotional intelligence specialist often has kind of like a collapsed, kind of not necessarily rolled shoulders, but just sort of like they'll sit, they're exhausted, and they kind of collapse in here. The spine energetically is supported. It's like you've got all these front chakras here that are supporting you, that are in relationship to the world. And then you've got the back chakras that are supporting you in staying in those relationships. And if the back isn't, if you don't have a good energy running up and down through your spine, up and down through the chakras, then what happens is that you can't sustain relationship. You can't sustain your work level. You can't sustain the energy level because you don't have that strength in the spine, that flexibility. And so, you know, when we talk about, you know, the spinning, when we do these different bioenergetics exercises, what we're really making sure of is we want to make sure that whole spine is moving energy up and down naturally. Okay. And of course it does go up and down along that same vertical axis line. But that's really what we're going to be working on today is a third chakra healing. Okay. You always learn a healing on the weekend that is designed to support that chakra. And so the third chakra, okay, being strong in the third chakra is going to be actually showing it off. It's like, check this out. And being strong enough to, you know, and being, you know, sort of like, when you're totally confident, the third chakra is out, not fully belly, but just sort of solid, and you move in a very sort of like fluid, flowing, turning way, like dancing, you know, or you're doing, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, there's this flow to life. And there's a very vertical spine. You're not leaning forward, you're not a person who's always looking to the future. You're not leaning back like, whoa, just kind of keep me out of things. You know, you're not doing the head tilt, which is get me out of here, beam me up, Scotty. You're vertical, okay? You are holding your space in the world. And to do that, you, as Carolyn May says, what does she call it? She says, you have to have a backbone, not a wishbone. And so this is really what this healing is about, is developing a backbone. And the backbone isn't to just be a tough person and I can handle things. It's just, no, a backbone means that you are flexible and almost invincible because you're flexible. So a tree that bends in the wind can sustain any kind of, like these palm trees out here. Palm trees, you know, the hurricane comes and they go, whoa, they come all the way back. Now, if there were oak trees out here, they'd be down. Every time, right? Every time it's a hurricane, they'd all be down. All right. So the trees that flow the most can handle the biggest amount of shock in the system. And so in our human body, we want to be strong, but we want to be flexible. And a flexible ecosystem inside the body means that all the chakras are supporting you. Your body gives you strong support. You have emotional strength and flexibility. You have, you know, you have third chakra. You have, you know, if you are pushing this way and you can't get that way, you try over this way, you try that way. Oh, it's out here. It's like you're not afraid of going in any direction you need to go in. You're not all, you know, you don't put all your investment in one place. Like the third chakra is like, wherever I got to go is where I'm going and doing what I need to do. Relationships, you're able to deal with hardship in relationship, and you're not afraid of falling in love. You know, you're not afraid of that, you know, of really opening up in the heart area. And that takes, I mean, of all the places you need the strength, it's right there in the spine, right between the shoulders, right? That's where it's like the most afraid to share yourself and to let yourself out. So in each one, being able to speak your truth takes strength. All of these elements are going to have to come into alignment for you to live your purpose. Okay? All right. So it's a good thing I didn't talk too much at the beginning. I got right to the healing. So let's get right to the healing here. And so Marcella, my able-bodied wife here, who's going to help me with this. Let me see what she's doing. Okay, here's Marcella. All right, so this one you're going to be face down. So you need to have a head, you need a face cradle for this one. Make sure they can breathe. Tell me how that is. Yeah, make sure they can breathe. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. So what we're gonna start with here, and I will make sure I don't skip any parts here. What you're going to be doing is, even though they're laying down on their belly on this one, this is your first healing you're going to learn that's face down. You still can do the bow. Okay, the first touch, the bow. And now you're not gonna bow them this way and yank their neck up and all. What you're just gonna do is you're just gonna pull slightly forward, just like you're pulling up on the head just a little bit. You're just tilting the head up, creating a little bit more stretch there. Okay. And then you can release the back of the knees. And we release the back of the knees as a reminder, just because most people have no energy down in their below their knees. They live everything up in their head. And so when you do that, you're going to notice that oftentimes there's like a whoosh of energy as they've been pulling up all day. And they want to get the energy down. Okay, so we're supposed to be doing a chakra balance, and I'll be on this side over here, hopefully. I won't trip over things. So I'm going to do a super, super fast chakra balance here, just so we can get to this healing. So remember, the chakra balance starts at the feet, and you're going to ground them in the feet. And if you were to on a chakra balance, if you had 5 minutes to do a chakra balance, I would spend at least two of those minutes, two out of the five minutes just on getting them in their feet. So few people even know they have feet. Okay. So, but we're going to just keep going here. So then we go ankle to knee. And again, it works just like if they're face up, knee to hip, and then across. And then you're going into the first chakra, going into the second chakra, third chakra, and you're just basically connecting here. When you're doing, you can go a little slower than this, but when you're doing these prep for a healing chakra balances, you do not want to take 15 minutes to do this. It's just a quick chakra balance, helping these chakras. You know, if you want to, you know, in reaching, so we get the hand, you're just reintroducing them to each other. Okay. The chakra balance is just prepping them for a much deeper level of healing that you're about to do. Okay. Okay, so you don't close at the end of that healing of the chakra balance. So the healing starts with, and Marcelo's gonna like this. It starts with a massage from the base of the spine up both sides. There's like two, it's almost like there's two cords right down the spine. And you're just gonna use your thumbs and just give a nice little massage right up the spine. And then you can go all the way up the neck, right up to the occiput, which is right at the base of the skull. The reason having a healing table is so key is because she can have her head straight down. Her spine can stay totally straight. If she turns her head, her spine goes into an S shape, which you can heal with, it's totally fine. But ideally, even if you're having someone on a couch or someplace, if you don't have a healing table, and you want to work on somebody live, you want to try to get them set up so they can, maybe two pillows and they can put their head between them or something, so that they, one, can breathe, and two, can keep their spine straight for this, okay? So the healing begins with charging up sort of at the base of the spine, right behind the second chakra. We're sending sort of an orange and sort of a rust color almost, orange and red light. So we're building up our energy and we're sending the energy down into that energy center. So before we create this strong, flexible spine, we need to clear out often what's been stuck in it. Okay. So there's cerebral spinal fluid that's kind of pinched or not moving, or they've got tension in certain parts of their body. So they don't breathe well. They don't get so all of this communication up and down the spine isn't working that well. Okay. And so we need to charge up the energy down here. And then as we charge that up, then what we're going to be doing is so that's the red and the orange. And then you're just going to turn your hands up from here and you're going to send through the spine and out through the head, a blue, just picture that the light in the middle of the spine, in the spinal column itself. So picture that you've got the spine and the facets, right? And they create a hole. Okay, and that in that hole is the spinal column. Picture that spinal column is like a light sort of sky blue, like a really light sky blue, and like a winter sky blue. And what you're gonna do is you're gonna send from here up through the spine, that blue light, and send it right out the crown of the head. So we're anything that's caught in there or tight, you're clearing the energy system. Okay, so again, we're charging up, and then you're gonna send that blue light up through the system, and we're not pushing anything or hurting anything. We're just just allowing anything that's ready to be cleared out of the system to get cleared out. And we'll do that three times. So we charge up, and then we're gonna send clear blue light all the way through. Okay, all right. So now what we're going to be doing at this point is we're going to begin with placing. So right at the lower back, there's the sort of the coccyx bone. It's kind of a wedge-shaped bone, very flat, okay? And so you don't want to go any lower than that. I know the tailbone's all the way down here, but you're not going to be grabbing somebody in there, right? That's off limits. Nobody's going to enjoy that. And so what you're going to be doing with your hand, rather than placing it down there outside the body, you're going to be putting your hand here and you're going to be energetically sinking it into the body down into the spine level. Okay. So you're going to allow your hand, your energetic hand, your physical hand is going to just sit right here. Okay. And it's going to actually do this with your fingertips. You're going to create a funnel. Okay. But what you're energetically doing with that is you're going to put that down into, just like you're holding the base of the spine here. So the spine comes down, it's coming right into the palm of your hand. Okay. And then you're going to do, move this up here. Then you're going to do the same thing here at the occiput. And the occiput is the atlas of the brain, right? Right here at the base of the brain. It's also the awakening point, which we'll talk about next class. And so what you're going to be doing from there, which is the same thing, if this is her back, energetically, I'm taking these two funnels and I'm putting them down in. So the top of her spine is in my palm and the base of her spine is in this palm. So I'm holding energetically her spine. Okay. And then what I'm going to do is I am going to energetically pull from the core of the earth, from the energy field, all of the seven colors of the chakras into my lower hand. So up into the body. Okay. So that liberating current, that liberating rainbow that we use in the pleasure current, we bring just a thread, not a big wash or anything like that, a thread of red light. So you're going to be holding here, and as that thread of red light comes through the center of your hand, it starts wrapping around the spine. Okay, so picture that I'm actually, so imagine that I'm taking a thread and a needle and I'm wrapping around. So that thread of red light is wrapping around her spine all the way up. Okay. No, I don't have to do that physically. I mean, and I guess if you find that someone, if it's just not, there's an area, you can actually help it along there, but you won't need to. What'll happen is that what you're going to do is you are going to start sending that red light up around her spine. Okay, so I'm wrapping the red light all the way up around the spine. And then when it gets up all the way to my hand, the upper hand, I send it back down. Okay, so now you're going to be taking that same light that made it all the way up to the occiput, and you're sending it back down. And you're going to notice that these lights have different densities, different feelings, different emotions in them, places that they go faster or slower. Just make a note of that. Your teachers are going to help you understand what you're experiencing. And then you're going to do that at least twice. So I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to do once each color, but you're going to do that twice And then what you're going to do is any excess energy that's been created by that, you're going to send it out. So you're just going to gently move any of that out of the field. And then you're going to come back in. And now you're going to pull right up into your sending hand. And this, by the way, is my sending hand. If I'm right-handed, it's my sending hand. If I were a lefty, I'd be on the other side of the table. So I'm sending. And now it's the orange light. And then back down. And I want you to feel this in you. Feel that I'm sending that up light. Feel that red light spiraling up through your body. Notice if there's any places that it kind of speeds up, skips, slows down. It might, you know, in one area, it might be going like this. You know, it might be going like this. And then another area just goes, zip, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I just skipped three chakras there. What's happening there? You make a note of that. And you ultimately want to get that spiral to be even all the way up and all the way down. That's why we do it twice. First time, sometimes it does a little jumping around. Second time, you can go. And if you need to do it three or four times to get it, you do that. Okay? So we're bringing that orange light all the way back down now. And we're spiraling it all the way down. Down to the lower hand, and then we're just going to clear again. And then we're going to do the yellow. Okay. And now feel while I'm doing this, feel that it's working through you. Sense that, feel that. Or if you want to hold your hands and feel what it feels like to send energy out of your hands, send that yellow stream of light and make the colors real, like. I like the idea of the fire engine red or blood red, this real, like a real visceral experience. The second chakra, like you did with the emotional balancing technique, using the orange juice, like literally make it this sparkling orange energy. The yellow is like is more like sunshine. It's just like literally like a thread of sunshine that's gonna wrap right around the spine, okay? So now we're sending the yellow light spiraling up the spine. And then spiraling back down. And you'd normally do it a couple of times, like I said, but we're just, for demonstration purposes, Marcella's gonna get plenty here just by doing it this way. And now we're bringing green. And I like the idea of like liquid emerald green light, just like a thread coming up into your hand. And once again, you're holding the base of her spine and the top of her spine. So you're not sending the energy down in, you're already down in there. You're holding at that level. Okay. So now you're spiraling the green up around the spine. And each of these spirals is actually spiraling up and spiraling back down, creating like a double helix, a very powerful system here that is supporting each other, and they lay in on top of each other. So the first chakra creates the spine, right? Holds it there. Second chakra lays in there, gives that spine emotional flexibility, right? So the whole spine is doing that. Third chakra is giving it its ability to take action, to do, to move, to have power. Now the fourth chakra, you know, is going to lay in there and allow that action to be for love. And so we're rolling the green light all the way up through. And you might find as you move up through the light that as you get up to higher lights, they move faster. So then you'll notice it's like, wow, it really just goes right up and right back down. But it may slow down in some area, and that's where you would then, you know, make sure that you're creating a nice balance back and forth. And then we're gonna send the green, any excess green out. And then we're doing the same thing here with the sky blue. You're sending, spinning all the way up through. And as I'm doing this and I'm sending this color, if you practice this, you can feel it, you can connect to what I'm doing and you can get a feel for that. And then I'm sending back down with the sky blue. And then sweeping the excess out. And then we're going to night sky, indigo. And now we're sending that up. And just picture that each wrap that goes up sort of wraps or the opposite way on the way back down. So it creates like a helix, but then the other ones lay in on top of it. So it's creating like an entire encasing, right? It's encasing the entire spine in these colors and these wraps. So we're sending that indigo light now. It's laying in on top of the sky blue, which is laying on top of the emerald green, which is laying on top of the sun yellow, right? It's they're all grooving in there around the spine. And then sending it back down. And then we're going to sweep the indigo. And then when we get to seventh chakra, healers differ on this. I like white light. I like starlight on the seventh chakra, or gold. But the seventh chakra often responds very well to violet light as well. So you have to kind of feel that for yourself. White light is the easiest one to just do starlight. And so you're going to spin that around in the seventh chakra. And that's the final wrap. Okay, that really, and it energizes, sparkles all of them. So it goes all the way up and all the way back down. And usually when, by the time you get to the starlight, it's moving very quickly because that vibration is a much higher vibration. And then we're gonna, any excess energy around that that's been released as that came in. And so what happens is at this point, you've now completed your spirals, all right? And so what you just wanna do is you just wanna hold that spine, feel what it feels like to feel when their spine, you know, when they've gone from the wishbone to the backbone, and they've got this flexible, effortless power. And just feel that, sense that, honor that in them. And just like when I talk to you or anybody in the school, hang on a sec, something's happened on the computer.
Can everybody still see me okay? I don't know what happened there. Okay.
So when you are, you know, when I talk to you or I talk to somebody, being able to feel what someone's resilience is, their real power, and speaking to that lets them stand up straighter, hold that sort of like believing in someone. And so this is how to believe in someone. And not just believe in them, but help them feel this power, this ability to stand for what they're born to stand for in their lives. Okay? All right. And then we're going to close. Let me just make sure I don't tell you the wrong close. So we're just doing a regular close here. We're not sweeping the body. We're just doing a regular close where we're sending energy down through the sixth chakra. So we're going through the back of the sixth chakra because she's facing down now. Okay. And you can start here if you want, sending But really, you're just sending energy down to the back of the sixth chakra, all the way down to the body. Remember, you're sending that down so she can remember energetically what it's like to have this type of balance and power in her life. And then you're going to pull back up through the body. So you're not going to move your hands, but you're pulling back up through the body, orange light, which allows her to remember what it feels like to be this empowered. Okay, so it's sending the indigo light, the sixth chakra light down, the vision of this as being who she truly is, and then pulling back up, and you're sending, bringing back up the second chakra, that's the orange light, which lets her feel that. And then you're going to do a normal close in front of your second chakra and behind the second chakra. Okay. And by the way, this is, there are a few healings that definitely conk them out. And this is one of them. I didn't warn Marcella about that part, but the face down healings do tend to knock you out a bit. And in this one, especially because there's a lot of energy moving up and down through the whole body. And so just at the end, it just says, encourage them. And this is good for all healings. Encourage them to stay on the table for a little while, just to let that energy integrate. So we've got 20 minutes. That's the healing that you're going to be doing. Very basic. You fill energy, you clear the spine a number of times, then you're going to wrap all the seven chakra colors up and down the spine. You coming back? You're not coming back too fast. You're going to be sending, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and white up through the spine. And then you can, come on.
I go?
What?
Yeah.
You can, wait, do you want to sit for a minute first? Here, okay. Have a little water.
No, it's okay.
You're all right? Okay, all right. Okay. So you want to make sure they have some water, make sure that you aren't just going next and kicking them out the door. You want to, but at this point, what you would do with your client is you would ask them at the end of a healing, you want to ask them what they experience. And then if you notice that the spins were tight around certain areas, you can, without saying, oh my God, what's the matter with your third chakra? What's the matter with, whatever, it's like, Jesus, what, you're going to block it. No, you're now seeing these things. And so what you're going to say is, what's going on in your life around taking action in your life? How are you working on speaking your truth? Or, are you having, what's going on, and you can ask questions, but you want to let them feel their way through what's happening in their body. And then when they're in this kind of strength of the spine, you can also say, how are you going to, what's the best way you think you can support yourself, which is what the spine does, support yourself in moving forward in this area, in this way. So,
Reese, I have one question.
Yeah.
In the directions, it says to do the chakra balance up to the second chakra. Now, when you demonstrate it, we went all the way up. Which way do you want us to do it?
Oh.
Some of the students had that question because they were getting confused. Especially okay. The ones that read the directions.
So the one who didn't read the directions. So generally when you're doing another healing, you're going to do a chakra balance up to the fifth chakra. It's totally fine on this one just to do it up the second chakra and then build at the second chakra. For this healing, just do it up to the second chakra.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else, Joy, that I missed?
No, that was it. And it popped up really quickly, and I said second, and then they say, well, we saw it go all the way to the top. So I just
definitely
want to
went all the way to the top. And you're going to find that as you get into more and more advanced healings throughout the course, we do a lot of chakra balance first, quick chakra balance, and then you're doing, you know, chakra chakra replacement. You're doing, you know, your reconstructions. You're doing things that are much deeper on deeper levels, but you need the body. You need to. So the reason we do the chakra balance first of some kind is to get them in their body. Most illnesses are based on the fact that there's nobody home. Okay. So whenever you're sick or something, it's really just because you're not home. There's nobody in there. There's nobody in there to even notice that you're sick until it's so painful that you know, it's like you were sick months ago around something. And now all of a sudden it's like appearing in your body. You're like, what's going on here? Because you weren't home. You've been so distracted in your world. So the chakra balance at the beginning is about bringing them back in the body and saying, okay, we'll start with you being here where the healing needs to happen. And then we'll do the healing. Okay. So whether it's a partial up to the chakra and on some of the, you know, if you're doing a chakra reconstruction, you only go up to that chakra as well, but each one's different. And this one, just go up to the second chakra, build from there, and then you're going to send the energy up through the other way, and you're going to be sweeping. Everything's going to move up through nicely. Any questions on that, or any type of healing, or healing in general? And I'd love to hear. I know that I sent out an email about hearing from some of the more quiet people. If some of you, folks that, you know, you all probably have questions, feel free to ask any question on that. Did any of you try to feel that or sense that? Were you able to, did you try either feeling that or feeling it moving through you?
I can talk.
Okay, sure.
Okay. I don't know if I try to, but it's often when I watch you or someone else do healing that I can kind of see it. I can see the colors. Yeah. I do have a question though, because, you know, all this healing is fairly new from when I started with you guys. And I asked Angelo this, and no, I asked Teresa this, and I think you might give me the same answer, but so since this is when I first started ever doing something like this, how come I can do this? Is it just because I focus on it?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that people don't do this is just because they were brainwashed to believe that we're all totally incapable of anything other than following the rules.
Yeah.
So the reality is that every mystic, spiritual master was just somebody who didn't believe the story and just did it. Mm-hmm. So the reality is that we all have enormous power to heal, to see, to perceive all of these levels at all of these different, you know, chakra levels and all this stuff. And it's just a matter of getting the permission. So what we're doing in this course is we're giving you permission to do everything a master, like a saint, would have been trained in, okay? And these, you know, so the masters went to mystery school. They have martial arts disciplines. Those are your exercises. They have, they have inner so searching work to, you know, discovering who they are. That's the meditations. And then the awareness of their natural skills versus their learned skills, which are the profiles. It's like, what are their natural, are they naturally an artist? Are they natural martial artists? Are they naturally a speaker? Are they naturally, so they, each of these elements that we teach you in here are just what anybody would be taught if you were trying to teach someone to be a master, which our society, none of our societies care about. They only care that you're going to be a good worker at some point. And, you know, and that's it. That's all they want. They get you through school so you can just go to work. And work for the whatever, you know, whatever the reason is. So the answer is you're incredibly all able to do this stuff. This, I wouldn't be teaching you this if it were like only like five of you would be able to do it. You know, this is just the human condition that we are capable of understanding these levels. And what's nice about these healings, each healing, notice, is bringing you to a different frequency. So this is the frequency of sort of like of fluid solidity, right? So, and that's what action comes from. So we have this body, this physical form, which is dense and solid like a 2x4. And then, and so you felt that in the physical, you know, in the chakra balance, we're just bringing them into their body. Here you are, boom, like a weight that hits the table. Second one, we're bringing them fluid into that. Okay, so now that body's got fluid in it. And once you start moving that fluid, now we get up to the third chakra. It's like, let's stand up and do something with it. And so, and you can sense each of these healings that we teach you give you the next level of consciousness and awareness of what this new dimension has always been calling you to understand. And there's a, and there's energy, frequencies, colors that are, they're involved in that. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. You're every one of you are mystics without a, without a monastery. So, and we're just, you know, this is the training for it. So who else, anybody else have something that they'd like to?
Yeah.
I have a few moments. Jennifer. Yeah.
You said something about leaving your hands at the bottom of the feet longer.
Oh, I was just saying when you're doing, when you are doing a chakra balance, which is really the one you want to practice over and over and over and over and over again. Cause that's, cause you know, all these other healings are awesome, but if they're not in their body, you got nothing to work with. So, that's why this whole healing system that, that Rosenberger and Barbara Brennan designed, because they were scientists and they were sort of really aware of the energies in the cells, as well as just the you know, the physical energy. This is one of the only healing modalities that starts at the feet. Maybe, I don't know any of this. Most of them are all spiritual. It's like, we're gonna do spiritual healing. Let's put it on your head. Let's send it down. Let's do this stuff. If you got nowhere to put it, don't send it in there, right? If a person is out of their body, sending in spiritual energy, it just leaks, right? It's like nothing there to hold it. So this healing is all based on, you got to be in your body. Your body is the one that heals it. And when you bring the person into their body, then energize it, that's when the healing really, really triggers and happens. So.
Yeah, but you always start your morning meditation with the seventh chakra and not on the first chakra. Is that different in the meditation? Because some people start from the bottom up and others, and you start just from the top, talking about grounding or.
Right, but then we do the evening meditation the other way.
Yeah, if you do then.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, I mean, keep in mind that we can only do so much in a meditation, right? I already got you there for half an hour or whatever it is. So, and 45 minutes. So, so yeah, so those are specifically for setting the goals for the day. When you're okay. Doing, you know, when you're doing any type of a healing on somebody physically, you want to make sure they're in their body before you go ahead and do that.
Okay.
And so, and keep in mind that when I do that morning meditation with you, I go through every one of the chakras, right? I start with the soul, you know, sort of like that water in the, you know, sort of like dropping the idea, your intention into the pond, and then it comes into the life purpose. And then yeah. I think, doesn't it? No, it goes first chakra up, right? Doesn't it? Or it comes in through seven, anyway, whatever it goes. But one of them does that, and then the other one goes the other way. So you're constantly working on that. But no, for healing work specifically, you want them in their body first. That's why the chakra balance is so key. And what I was mentioning there about the feet was that the amount of, if you've, like I said, if you've got 10 minutes, spend 3 minutes on the feet. Okay. Getting them in, getting them from the knees down, really feel like get their feet warm. So many people have cold feet, right? It's just like, it's just, yeah. You know, they're not in there. get them all, get that energy all the way down into their body. And then you begin your healing. It'll be so much better. They'll respond so much better to that healing.
I was not aware of that at all with the feet. I was always wondering what I'm doing there with the feet. I mean, you know, it's like saying hi or something, but I didn't know. I wasn't aware what you just said about the feet, and it makes sense. Yeah. And so I'm glad I asked that question, because
it's important. It's important to ask those questions. And it's also important to realize you're only in your third class. So you're not supposed to know all this stuff. You're just going through the hand placements right now. But I'm adding this sort of understanding that the reason we do the bow is to remind them that they're a spiritual being. The reason we really work from the ground up is to remind them that they're in a human body.
Yeah.
And they have to have a container for spiritual information and power.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I have a question. Can I ask?
Sure.
So I work a lot, and by the way,
I want you all to notice that these three waited this time, right? These three are our big. These are our three big speakers, right? Okay, and all three of these are waiting for all of you to speak. They were being really nice, right? But they don't want to waste time here, right? So if you've got something to say, you've got to raise your hand, okay? And I love that you guys, I love that you three jump in every time and keep the conversation going, because that's how you learn. But for the rest of you, please, you've got important things and questions too. And it doesn't have to sound like anything. You know, it doesn't have to be all formulated in your head. You can just say, you know, I kind of have this feeling. What's going on here? So yeah, Hannah, go ahead.
So I work a lot, and I'm very tired by the end of the day, but low energy. So I was curious, out of those three healings I learned in the first, second, and now, which one you would recommend to do the healing for the energy, like really clear my energy and feel better?
Any of them? any, all? Yeah, well, each one, so keep in mind, each one is... So that's a great question. And as a healer, you have to start answering some tougher questions. Why are you exhausted? Okay.
I'm in my busy season.
You what?
I'm in my busy season. I do taxes.
I understand. So are you, so now you've got three healings now. You're going to have three healings here. One is the embodiment. Right? First healing. Second healing is the passion. Third healing is the balance, the energy, this is it. I'm being it. And you might be able to say, yeah, I'm sitting there all day long doing taxes. I'm not in my body. I'm not doing anything. This doesn't make me passionate in any way.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be the second healing. And the third one is I'm sitting kind of hunched over, and I'm not really holding my energy up and, you know, and moving around and every now and then jumping up and doing some jumping jacks or doing some bioenergetics and, you know, doing these different things that we do in the school. You know, I'm not doing some of these things. I'm definitely not doing any of that stuff. So you can pick which one of those you're doing the least of, and then that would be the healing to do. But those healings are specific for that. And as you are more sort of aware of what you need, then you pick the healing that goes with that. So if you find that you're sort of just bored to death, that would be the second chakra. You'd want to charge up your emotions, because that, you know, if there's no passion in what you do, It's just like any chakra that's not doing what it's supposed to be doing is just like a drain, right? You know, like the old saying that the person climbed to the top of the mountain, got to the top of the mountain and wanted to talk to God. It's like, God, fill me with light. This is what I've been waiting for. I finally reached the top of the mountain. And I'm so ready to be filled with light. And God says, you didn't have to come up here. I've been filling you with light your whole life. You just leak. And the reason you leak is because you don't create a strong enough container in these chakras. In each chakra, if you aren't passionate about what you're doing, the energy is going to leak out. And you know, if you're not present, if you're doing what you're doing because it's so automatic, you know, and you're just doing it over and over again, you're not treating your body, you're not feeding it well, you're not giving enough water, you're not doing that sort of stuff, you're out of your body, then that's what you do the chakra balance, you know. And if you, you know, just aren't, you know, feeling like, you know, this kind of like, you know, strength, and it's like, this is what I choose to do. This is my, you know, this is my, I'm putting my stamp on this thing, right? I'm not just working for somebody else. Nobody works for anybody else. In your spine, your spine has never worked for anybody but you, okay? Even your team players, right? I know. It's like, no, I work for everybody. But that spine is your lifeline. That's your, I support that, okay? I've got my back, okay? That's what the, when your spine is strong, okay? I got my back. I'm holding up my end of the deal. So are there things that you're sort of maybe in relationship or in your work, you have to pretend you're somebody you aren't, you have to play smaller than you are, you have to, you know, any of these things. So that would all be things that you have to deal with the supporting yourself. How are you supporting yourself emotionally, you know, through, you know, the actions you take, spiritual, you know, spiritual practice, are you meditating, are you doing these things? All of those things come into how you support yourself. How do I take care of myself and my family and you know, and my heart? Does that all make sense? Everybody got that?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I gotta go to the next group. You guys are rock stars, and I'm gonna see you in a week, right? A week and a day. So totally psyched. Practice this healing on each other or on yourself. You can also do this on yourself. And all these healings can be done individually and on each other. But practice this because, again, this is, you know, wouldn't you like to be able to say, I not only have my back, but I feel like the world's got my back too. And when you're in your spine, it does. Okay. All right. You guys rock. So all of you can click out and then I'm going to let in. Oh, someone already let them all in.
I just started letting the herd in.
Okay. All right.
We're going to go.
So first years, bye. You guys can head out. And second years, we're going to get started.
Reese, do you have to shut it for the recording or no?
I